That's George Winston in the background with a nice number called Reflection, and taken from an album called Winter into Spring. And I have a few of George Winston's albums. He's one of my favorites. Who's to blame? My goodness. Wycliffe Jean, now pulled over by sheriff deputies in Los Angeles. Racial profiling, injustice, inhumane treatment. Who's right? Who's wrong? The judge, going through all of the questions, and everybody thinks that he's just a great pick for the U.S. Supreme Court justice. And then a black man who was a truck driver driving for a large corporation sues for his job back because he didn't want to freeze to death. It's all over the news. The judge made a bad ruling on a black man and justified the firing of this man from his job. Is he the good judge that the nation thinks he is then? How do we weigh all of those things? Who's to blame? Has the racial tensions become stronger these days? You know, I know that there's some tensions that I have with the few acquaintances of mine that I've expressed. Let me give you the last thing that came my way. And it really surprised me. It came from a young man that I really did not expect it to come from. Like that. You see, young people start off on their own. And when I meet these young men, sometimes they are very near to my heart. And what I find myself doing is caring for them, feeding them, giving them shelter sometimes, things like that. Well, they grow up. They grow up, and when they grow up, they find their women, they have their babies, and they want a place to live. And you know, to get a place to live, you really have to be very, very careful, because the person that's renting you the place wants to know a little bit about you. Okay, here, you want to move in my place and pay me some money, so let me see how you're doing when it comes to paying your bills in the past. Okay, we're talking about somebody not quite 30 yet, trying to find a place to live. And you know, when you mentor these young men and you tell them and you say, you know what, you need to be thankful for what you have, and you need to show your thankfulness by accommodating me in some way. A friend of mine told me yesterday, he said, what you do, John, is you allow the young men to take advantage of you at times, and it costs you. And I tell him, you know what? It really doesn't cost me. It's going to cost them. Because if they don't come across in a puritanical way, and what I mean by that, if you don't come across the way it is right to come across, and I use this term, a lot of Christians don't like to hear me use it, but karma comes back on you. Some kind of karma comes back. There's a right thing to do. It's demanded of you. You know it's demanded of you. You're expected to comply with it, and you don't. Let's say that you don't comply, that you don't respect it, that you grow up. And as you grow up, you got to get this apartment. Then you have to have a history of what you've been doing with the very years that you were nurtured, tutored, mentored. Well, that situation came to me through one of the young men And he wanted me to lie and say, well, they're going to contact you and I'm looking for a place. I know you love me and all of that. And, you know, just tell them that I've been staying with you. And I said, yeah, you've been with me a while. I will tell them that. That's a good thing to do. I would let them know that, that I know you that way. And then he said, and tell them that I was paying. And then he gave me an amount of money that he was paying per month. And I said, but that's a lie. You haven't paid me that. Nothing near to that. I said, no, I'm not going to say that. What's the matter with you? You out of your mind? And he said, but you said you love me. Yeah, no doubt, boy. No doubt. But I'm not a liar. And I don't believe in that. That is lying in order to get the upper hand on someone. And it kind of whacks your... how can I say it? It kind of whacks, slaps in the face your character. You can't be believed anymore. And I tried to explain this to the youngsters because there were about three people listening. And I said, you see, I'm old school. And even though I'm not a perfect person, I know that I'm not a perfect person. I know that I don't deserve anything better than anyone else has. I'm not going to lie. And it was pointed out to me that everybody lies. I mean, you know, just, that's the way it's done. And I thought, this is what I thought. This is what I thought. And it really, really blew my mind when I thought this.
Hey, Pandora.
I said that if I did anything like that, I'm sorry for that. I was listening to Pandora. I said that if I lied like that, then I knowingly, willingly, to the God that I see, that I believe in, when I don't believe that my God would tell me not to lie. But you may be thinking, because, well, this is an issue of justice. It's hard for black men to get ahead. It's very hard for black men to get ahead. So, what's wrong with that? Well, there's a lot wrong with it. There's so much wrong with it. Because it means that, as I'm going to try to put it in a way that you can kind of like wrap yourself around it. At that point, you become unbelievable in anything. I don't know how your woman can look at you. I don't know what your child is going to feel about you. You've broken one of the human moral rules in any or every culture to tell the truth. That's what all this bickering back and forth in the nation's capital is all about. Somebody's not telling the truth. Who's telling the truth? Who's not telling the truth? There's no way for a person to continue their lives or to continue their life in a peaceful, helpful way without telling the truth. And if you start off as a young person lying, then the rest of your days will be full of lies. No one will want to hire you. They wouldn't want you working for them. And I made it I raised my voice. My voice always becomes high when I'm outraged at what people pretend to, how can I say? surmise. I would never lie. I would never lie. Lying is what I cannot do. Lying is what I must not do. And to lie for another person's benefit. Wait a minute. The possibility of destroying everything that I've worked to preserve in my life. I'm going to lie for you. And you have not, with a manly effort, put forth the effort enough. I know this kind of stuff would get a man killed, but I'm ready to die for what I believe in. I don't think that Wycliffe John should have gone on live on Good Morning America and talked about his Ross with the Sheriff's Department in Los Angeles. You're already a rich millionaire. Oh, he said it. He said, for my daughter to see a cop pull a gun on me, make her daddy look like a thief. So, if it had been me, I'm serious when I say this. I'm just this kind of a person. I would have said, do your job, officer. That's what I pay taxes for. I wouldn't have told him that I'm John Coleman. If I were one of the officers, I would have said, man, I don't listen to popular music or look at movies, so I don't know who you are and what that name means. I didn't know until I saw the clip on television. He's a bald-headed black guy. Guess he's an entertainer. I recall once I was being hustled by a policeman, and I said, this is interesting. And me being an LAPD chaplain, that's the way I identified who I was. I was letting him know in a very unique way. And it did have a bearing on the case because I was in another state taking my daughter's belongings to the University of Michigan. And some country bumpkin cop pulls me and my buddy over because we're two black guys. That was racial profiling. That's all that was. Two black guys in the middle of, I think it was Iowa or Wyoming. I'm not sure which state. The incident, very clear to my mind. I saw the copper down in the bushes. In the middle of the highway, you know how they hide out. And there were three huge trees. And I said, look, Carlton, there's a cop. And I said, now look. And I purposefully kept my speed no higher than 55. I said, I'm going 55. Watch him pull out and accuse me of speeding. And he did. And Carlton said, what? How did you know that? I said, that's all right. How I knew it. I knew it because I was wise even then. And I know people. I know white people. I know people that are white that sees a U-Haul truck. It wasn't U-Haul, it was the other brand. With California plates, two black men in the cab area, they gonna pull us over. They saying, oh, what's this? Let's have some fun. I know human nature. I know people. People do that. They can wear badges. They can wear collars like pastors do. And people can do the most egregious things. They can become wicked like the young man. I said, you want to lie. You want me to lie against my character. And so that you will have a place to stay. And you don't even have a job now. I said, that's interesting. And you gave them my number? So I told them, when they call, I'll say, yeah, I know you. But yes, you stay with me a few days. No, you never paid your rent on time. No, you didn't. I never paid it at all. See, the lessons that you learn as a young man, as a young woman, should be the lessons that govern you for the rest of your lives. Now, there was one young man that was with this young man, and I went up to him and I asked him if he understood what the term meant. CYA. And he said, you know, I heard that somewhere. I said, it means to cover your, excuse my French, ass, to cover your ass. And I told him, you're rolling with this dude. I said, be careful, because that kind of disposition, if he'll come to an older man and ask him to do something unscrupulous, then he'll ask you to do it. Was warning him, attempting to get him to come to pause and to look at his environment, to look at the world around him, and then to make a decision to be, and then to make a decision to choose. I recall when I was a pastor in the church, I would always tell the people, there was a famous little man, I forgot that scripture. Pastor John isn't spending that much time in the Word of God. But in the Old Testament, or in the Jewish Bible, there was a prophet. God was speaking to the nation, and he said, look for the right paths. Choose the right paths and walk in those. I would say that to the young people today. Look at the people that have chosen the right paths. Now, I know some people, like myself, have chosen the right paths, and I'll never have a lot of money. The job that I was working in, I will never have a lot of money. But isn't that interesting? That's just the way it should be, because I've never been interested in money. That's why the young man never had to pay me rent. I asked him to buy. I said, you're gonna need this experience in the future. You need to pay me rent. No, you develop the character. Some of my friends used to tell me, make them pay you rent. Make all of them. Nope. There's only one of all the ones that have been, you know, two, really. But one of the two that really is consciously trustworthy in doing that, because he comes from Southern background. So he has that kind of like inbred in him. And that's what you have to do with your children. You have to inbred it in them. I got one that's like a wild flint. He's wild. You try to tell him anything, he hollers at you, jumps up in your face. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. It's amazing. A preacher friend of mine was here 2 weeks ago, and he said, John, you know, one of these young men would jump up and clobber you. I said, well, if I get clobbered, I probably well deserved it. See, nobody gets clobbered if they didn't do anything to deserve it. That's the way I view life. I'm not concerned about that. But you see how our young people are? Some of our parents have failed, and some of us adults have a long way to go as we try to bring these boys back. Bring them back to where they need to be. Yeah. Well, it's Friday, and I was asked to go out, but I'm not going to go out. I think I'll stay in. I think I'll spend some time in my office. I was looking for a device, and I can't find it here, and it's perplexing to me where that device is. It was a very important hand recorder because I found some old documents that I'd like to listen to on cassette, and I can't listen unless I have this cassette hand recorder. So I'm going to say thank you to those of you that come to my site and would enjoy listening to the cast. Thank you so much. Let's keep working on our young people. Let's keep trying to... Oh, yes, and I got to say this. You know, I used to call my website The Biblical Alternative. And I call it Love because, you know what? Most people don't read the Bible, and they have no confidence in it because of what men have done to it. I believe that certain parts of the Bible, of course, like in every religious genre, has been tampered with. But I believe some of the classic verses, like greater love than no man, greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. That is what I'll do for my boys. But I will not lie for them. That will never take place. I will never lie for them. And I don't want any of you to ever lie for them. Let them face the consequence. See, that's why we have, God help us, who's to blame? Our courts. Everything is messed up in this country now. I can't put down the mic. Something else I want to talk about. They have a movement going on. It started in Charlotte, North Carolina, South Carolina. Where a lot of black people are going around at Asian businesses and telling other blacks to boycott them, telling them that the Asians have come into the black community and they're just taking things from us and all that. You know, when they ask you to boycott, I don't know how I feel about that. Black people, and I have to say it, you know, I'm 73 now. You know, Pastor John has a different way of reflecting on things that I see. A completely different way of reflection. Those of you, if some of you that know me over the years and you're still listening to me and you hear what I'm saying, I don't know who's right. I know the Korean ladies up here on Slauson Avenue and West Boulevard that has a shop. I think it's she and her sister. They had this little white dog that they had there. I needed, what did I need? I needed a pair of edge-up clippers for my goatee. Yeah. And when I went in, of course, they were cautious. I'm a black man. One looked like they were behind the counter with a shotgun. I gotta tell you the truth. I thought I was looking at a replay in a movie. And I said, well, and indeed so, they should be that way because people can walk in their business and blow a hole through them, basically. So I didn't mind them protecting themselves. So I said, well, I know what I'll do. So I'll have to, melt the ice. And I started talking with him, making with a funny joke, telling him what I needed it for and asking him. Struck up a conversation with the lady, and I began to see that she was human. And that was her business. She sells all those wigs and hair things and skin stuff for the nails for ladies and men. That's her business. In a little strip mall, right in my neighborhood. So when I see the things about what my black brothers are doing in Chicago and other cities around the country, I have to ask myself, what's going on here? You don't know anything about those people. What, because they're Koreans or Chinese? Would it fear them? Oh, I heard on the news that our bombers bombed a mosque in Syria. And of course, we're denying it. Why would the Syrians blow up their own people in a mosque and blame it on us? It doesn't make any sense. With, the kind of bomb that our planes have on it that usually destroys buildings like that. Oh my God, who's to blame? People, I'm looking at my world and it appears to be falling literally apart. I'm excited about helping people. I think I helped this young man by denying him my affirmation of his lying consciousness. I helped him. I said, you won't appreciate me now. You'll appreciate me later when you're confronting the same situation I'm confronting, but you're going to confront it with your children. And then you remember the old man's admonition, I will not. Because you know what? As we are human and we have children, they are going to be just like we are. And in some cases, even worse. That is what we have to confront. Thank you. This is John Coleman in the Lucy Coleman Studio. Thank you for coming to the webcast. Let me say a few words to some of my church friends that I haven't spoken with in a while. My webcasts are few, far, and in between. It does not mean because John doesn't have anything to say. The implication is that, you know, I don't know how to say this. I really don't know how to say this. I'd love to hear sometimes from some of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that I pastored in the church. And I'm one of the pastors that never took money, never had sex with anybody in the church, never lied to him, only told him the truth. I'd love to hear from a few of them, just to say hello. But that's all right, because I've discovered how to gain newer friends, people that are more transparent than church folk. Church folk are a strange breed of creatures. Strange breed. They choose to love whom they love and choose to hate whom they hate. And they would love everyone to conform to their standards, which would be totally ridiculous. Totally. Church folk. I may do a cast on church folk. No, but I had a cassette tape in my hand, and I'm going to find some device to play it on, even if I have to go. I don't even know where I would buy a cassette recorder from. I have to have one around this house. I'll look for it. Hey, listen. Blessings to you. Have a wonderful weekend. And thank you for coming to my website. I love you. I really do.